Miss Debbie Jordan, candidate for Lee County Commission. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. And yourself?
I'm great, thanks, Rick.
Well, you know, I had the good fortune to run into you at that clean water event over there in Fort Myers. First, tell us a little bit about yourself, then we'll talk about the details. So tell me, Debbie, what was it in your life that made you say, it's not enough to be a spectator, you want to help, you want to make this a better world?
Oh, my goodness, where do I begin? I guess it goes back many years. As the former president of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, I felt the need over the past years, you know, making sure that we had no drilling here and fighting to make sure that our beaches were clean to keep the tourists coming here. And not only that, you know, for my kids and my grandchildren, you know, I want them to have a great environment. I want them to be able to be educated here, to stay here, to grow here. So, you know, after seeing what has been taking place, you have to, you know, stop sitting back and you need to get involved. So I'm stepping up and I'm getting involved.
Well, good for you. How many commissioners are on the Lee County Commission?
There's five seated.
Okay. And I'm not that familiar with Lee County. I've been mostly an East Coaster in my time in Florida. Is there a commission chair or is there a mayor of the county who is involved in it, or is it just the county commission?
No, we have actually Lee County is represented by five county commissioners. Every year they will present a new chair and vice chair, and they stay, you know, as the chair for the year. It is a four-year seat. So right now the seat that I'm running for is County Commission District 4, which was just appointed by the governor with Brian Hammond.
I see. Let me ask you this. You know, Lee County is a coastal county. District 4, what part of Lee County is District 4?
District 4 is comprised of Fort Myers proper, North Fort Myers. It runs North Fort Myers, Fort Myers proper, Cape Coral, part of Lehigh, all the way to the Pontagorda line. However,
wow.
The entire county do come out and vote for you.
Oh, I see. So it's countywide, huh?
Exactly.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, I actually have some family over that way, and so I know a few things about the county. What are your primary issues as a candidate for county commission?
Well, I guess my primary is equality, the conservation, 2020, what are we doing with the taxpayers' money? Being accountable for the money that is brought in, the jobs, economic stability, our local waters, and, you know, and also, you know, business friendly. I used to own a small business, so I do understand we need to get the small businesses up and running, because when they're running, they then hire people.
Sure.
Transportation has a lot to be desired. I actually have been getting on the bus, meeting the people, trying to figure out how they get from one place to the next. But I will tell you what, they will tell you how to take the bus. So it's a lot of fun. You meet interesting people. And it's not just people who can't afford to ride it. It's your elderly people who, you know, they really can't see well enough to ride. So it's safer for them to take the bus, and it's easier. But the thing is, with the sprawling here, it's a lot harder for the entire community of Lee County to utilize it. So we do have some work to do on the transportation issues.
So how's the school situation there? How many high schools do you have in your district?
Oh, in my district, I have four in my district. However,
no.
I'm only keeping, that's just in my district alone, of the high schools. The middle schools and elementary schools, probably all together, is probably like 20. We have quite a few schools here, and I'm very involved in education because of the fact that even though I have 4 adult children, I still have 12 grandchildren that are going through the system.
Sure.
So they will never get rid of me. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, you know, yeah. I was really very, very happy to see you at that water event because I happen to be based in Martin County the Caloosahatchee goes through Lee County, so you suffer the same. Lee County suffers the same kind of pollution issues from Lake Okeechobee. Has the county commission taken a stand on the water pollution that comes from Lake O?
Not really, and I think the problem is that you get a lot of lip service, but I don't really see people doing anything about it. To me, that is something that is so vital to us. When I take my grandkids for a walk down the, you know, the Caloosahatchee, and they're looking to see the brown water, you cannot even see what's beneath that. You know, so you're thinking, you know, okay, is that really, do I want them to even get in this water? No, we sure don't. But we need to, you know, we need to be mindful of that. We need to make sure that the people are who are in control of our water, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, I mean, I will not back down from you're working with the state, Washington, I don't care who I have to work with. We're going to work to make it work. The scientists, just whomever it needs to be involved, we need to get them involved, and we need to make these things happen.
Oh, that's great. How about the sewage system and water system? Is there a county water system or sewage system in Lee County?
Well, they have many water plants throughout Lee County. But when you go, and actually Lee County has a great tour that they take you through that will show you all the parts of Lee County, and the water plant is one of them that they will, you know, take you through for the reclaimed water and how everything is processed. And when you're in the room with the scientists and the people that are running the plant, they will tell you, well, look, they show you this clear water. Look, this is drinkable. Well, I'm not going to try to drink it. I'll let them drink it, and I'll see if they're still standing. But they show you the process, how it, you know, gets washed through and then how it winds up going through, you know, golf courses and then out to the Caloosa. So, yes, we do have many, and I know they still have, as I said, we still have a lot to work to do with the water situation.
Now, I know a lot of Florida hasn't really built out much of a sewage collection system or treatment system, they primarily rely on septic systems and wells for well water. How is that? Do you have a sense of the balance in Lee County? Is it mostly county-supplied water and sewer service, or is it, you know, 50-50, or do you have a sense of that?
I believe that, I know personally myself, I have a septic tank. I live within the city, but I have septic. And, of course, we need to be responsible stewards of our own properties. And
absolutely.
Make sure that we are, you know, caretakers of that, because of course we do not want it to come back into our homes, nor do we want it to go into the water.
Right.
And the county, a lot of Cape Coral is well water. I know Sanibel still has some well water. North Fort Myers is probably a mix as well. So there's not city water within all of Lee County because of the unincorporated area.
Sure, sure. I only raise that because, you know, it's one of the challenges in Florida, since it was built so fast, so quick, without a lot of infrastructure. You know, we can ill afford to see major industrial mistreatment of our very fragile ecological system. Now, obviously, the drilling that's taken place or that's planned for Naples hasn't yet had any impact on Lee County, has it?
Not that anybody's aware of. I know that Representative Rodriguez is pretty much supporting that. Me personally, how far do you have to dig before you hit water?
Not
far. To me, that's not a water decision. And I think that that's another thing that you need to be mindful of, you know, the homes. There's just, like the drilling. We've seen what happened with BP and what happened to Florida with that. And it took us a long time to come back. And even some of the beaches are not well. So are we okay with fracking in our areas by our homes? I don't think so. And I think that's something that we need to, you know, stand firm and say, no, we're not going to let that happen here.
Well, I really like your agenda. I think it's important to draw attention to differences between you, a good progressive candidate with a good well-rounded background, and your opponent. If you were to talk about just for a second, your strengths versus your opponent's strengths, how do you see that balance?
Well, I guess, first of all, I really don't know who my opponent will be as of yet. I know that I will be on the ballot. There are six that will have to go through the trials and tribulations to see who will be that the candidate to run against me. But the majority of the ones that are running, first of all, I have many years over them as far as business-wise and being involved with the community and being out there. When you're looking at a 30-year-old, you know, maybe 10 years of their life, they've been maybe active in the community and what's going on around them compared to, you know, and that's what they're using, too. They're a lifelong resident. Well, I've been here longer than they've been alive. So it's like, okay, beat that one. You know, I don't need a GPS to get around my area. I know my community. It drives me insane. You know, this is my, I mean, originally I'm from Philadelphia, but I've been here for over 40 years. I know this place. You know, I can be on the Facebook that says, I survived Fort Myers. I survived Lee County, and I'm still here, and I'm going, you know, I'm not going nowhere. As far as, that's what I have to offer.
Excellent. If you could kind of boil down your candidacy to the one thing you really want to work on, what would that one thing be?
One thing. I think it would be the economy.
Okay. So find ways of nourishing business, ways of developing business.
Bringing communities together where everybody can be, you know, community friendly. You can work there. You can play there. You have everything. You can live. Streamlining the process so businesses can get up and started without all this paperwork.
Excellent. You know, whenever I see someone who's working to be a civil servant and I see them out at environmental rallies, it really gives me hope, because too many times, you know, beyond just a meet and greet, you weren't there for a meet and greet. You were there to participate. And I thought that was really should be very reassuring.
Well, thank you. And yes, when I do go to these places, this is not something that I just started doing because I became a candidate. This is something I believe in and that I have been a part of. And that's what I can say. You know, everything, feeding the community, whatever it is that I do now, I have been doing that. And that's who I am. That's the person that I am.
Well, that's excellent. Debbie, if there's a final message you want to leave to those people who are going to be wise enough to vote for you, what would that message be?
I guess it's don't be afraid of who you are. You know, if you believe that you can make a difference, you need to stand up and be that person to make the difference.
Well, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Rick. I really appreciate you calling or allowing me to speak with you today.
Sure. Well, I hope to be able to interview you after you accept that commissionership, and you can tell us what your first things are going to be doing, okay?
I would love to, and I would love to have you there with me when that happens.
Well, thanks. Thanks very much. You have a good evening, okay?
Thank you, Rick. You too.
And best of luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Debbie Jordan, Lee County Commissioner for District 4. Write that down, you mental, and make sure to support her. Tell all your good friends in Fort Myers and Cape Coral they should be supporting Miss Debbie Jordan. Thanks again, Debbie, for joining us.